Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Herrenstein. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Leo Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amalfitano moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Amalfitano moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalrymple moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalrymple moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro bunts towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalrymple scores. Thomas moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Amalfi Tano fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Dick Bertel now catching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burke strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Jackson moves to second. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison bunts towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a line drive towards Short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs pinch hits for Chris Short. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrenstein bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 3 in the game. Covington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Jack Baldschun now pitching. John Briggs now playing left field. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Briggs moves to third. Herrenstein moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Herrenstein scores. It's 6-2, Phillies. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan strikes out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Clemens moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemens moves to third. Gabrielson moves to second. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Burke reaches second base with a double. Clemens scores. Gabrielson scores. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Phillies. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.